His fellow terrorists have been reacting to Osama bin Laden's killing online. Today, the spokesperson for al-Shabaab, Somalia's most dangerous militant group, said the Americans have previously killed other Islamist leaders. Their students will continue the jihad, and we shall retaliate against the Americans, Israel, Europe, and Christians in Somalia with destructive explosions and other acts that will harm them. Terrorism expert Jarrett Brockman is the former director of research at the West Point Combating Terrorism Center. He's also author of the book Global Jihadism Theory and Practice. He now teaches at North Dakota State University and just prowls around online. Jarrett, what chatter are you hearing?
When we take out or arrest or kill senior al-Qaeda figures, the global movement usually pauses for a second. They try to take stock of what just happened. They'll post news articles, and they'll try to assess the damage. You may start to see a trickle out of, Allahu Akbar, bin Laden has finally received martyrdom, but they won't have any substantive reaction usually for several days.
Well, hold on a second. I mean, this isn't just any top al-Qaeda leader. This is Osama bin Laden.
Well, that's right. But at the same time, al-Qaeda transcended bin Laden years ago. And so I think his recent statements have been decreasingly relevant. I mean, talking about global warming, and he posted about his favorite, pastime reading. He's a symbolic figurehead of the global movement. But, he did what he set out to do, which is to awaken the consciousness of a broader movement. I think his job here was done in their eyes.
Well, and some are also saying, and as we've been hearing, he also was passed by the Arab Spring, the uprising against Arab dictators that al-Qaeda had little or nothing to do with. So you're saying he may have been passed by elements within al-Qaeda, but also by elements outside al-Qaeda for whom he's not relevant.
I mean, that's interesting. That talking point's getting a lot of traction in the West, that al-Qaeda was irrelevant to the Arab Spring, and so therefore, they don't really matter. You do see some of that reflected in the al-Qaeda discussion forums, but I think they come at it from a very different perspective. I mean, Zawahiri took his time getting anything out, Zawahiri the number two, but when he did come out with a substantive statement, he said, well, the only reason any of this is happening is because of 9/11, because we loosened up the Middle East for this to happen.
Well, but talking about today's chatter, there is one commentator, Asad al-Jihad II. He's been posting on extremist websites today. He posted a long eulogy for Osama bin Laden, promised to avenge the killing. He also announced that anyone thinking the jihad had ended, wait a little bit longer. He's also done interviews about the protocols of waging holy war. He's a go-to guy for some military analysts who've been able to reach him and ask him questions of doctrine. So what do you make of his posting today?
Right. Well, Asad al-Jihad, too, is a known writer and pundit, as you said, but he's probably had this in the can for a long time. He's a consummate egoist. He's all about self-promotion. He doesn't speak in any way on behalf of the al-Qaeda movement. He's a talking head.
And I guess, what people would like to hear you say is that there's all sorts of chatter on jihadist websites about, oh my gosh, the movement is dashed. What shall we do now?
Right.
That's probably what people want to hear you say. You're not hearing that either.
Well, I'm not hearing that, and I don't believe that. Nothing really changes. I mean, the movement, the architecture that these guys have been building for decades is still in place. I'm sure they prepared for bin Laden's death long ago. It feels good, but tomorrow it's going to be just as challenging as it was, yesterday.
Jarrett Brockman of North Dakota State University. He's long been tracking jihadist chatter. Jarrett, thanks.
Thanks for having me.